The news at noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 54 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A second Alabama provider of in vitro fertilization reported that it's halting parts of its treatment after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are legally children. The University of Alabama Birmingham paused its IVF treatments over concerns of possible lawsuits. Lawyers for the man accused of murdering six people during a shooting spree in December in Texas expected in court today.
The first victims were Shane James's own parents, whose bodies were found in their home in San Antonio. The next day, four other people apparently chosen at random were shot and killed in Austin, 80 miles to the north. Detectives have said the 34-year-old has offered no clue about a motive.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In New Mexico, prosecutors in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Rust's weapons handler Hannah Gutierrez began opening arguments with a photo of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She was killed by a live round fired from a gun held by Alec Baldwin. Prosecutors allege Gutierrez did not recheck the ammunition. This is ABC News. It's a big day for the future of commercial spaceflight as a private lunar lander will attempt to land on the moon.
Houston-based Intuitive Machines' Odysseus, nicknamed Odie, is set to try and land on the lunar surface today. The company's CEO, Steve Altemus, says they hope it's one giant leap for the commercial space industry.
There's commercial interest in studying the moon, in doing engineering demonstrations around the moon.
Odie will be the third attempt to land a probe on the moon already this year after a Pittsburgh company's effort failed last month and Japan's probe landed upside down and couldn't open its solar array. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A new warning about wearable technology. The FDA says smartwatches and smart rings are not reliable for measuring blood sugar, and they say errors in diabetes management can be life-threatening. But the agency says they can be paired with devices that use needles to measure those levels. The FDA did not name specific brands. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rent It Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy to sunny conditions and unusually warm for February with a high of 57. Tonight, a few clouds a low of 30, and tomorrow mostly cloudy and colder with a 30% chance of snow showers by midday and a high of 36. In Richland Center, we have light southwesterly winds, and it is a sunny 54 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Driplets Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driplets Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon. It's 54 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The search for a missing 3-year-old boy in Two Rivers continues. A statewide Amber Alert was issued Tuesday afternoon for Elijah View. Authorities said Elijah's caregiver last saw him Tuesday morning at his family's home. Community volunteers have joined Two Rivers Police along with state and federal crime scene response teams in the search for the toddler, including drones and canine teams. The city's police chief, Benjamin Meinert, provided a Wednesday night update on the search for Elijah.
Our search and rescue teams have been combing through our neighborhoods, parks, wooded areas, and they've been following up on all leads and tips from the public.
Officials are also asking people to check their doorbell cameras and backyards and be on the lookout for the little boy. A man is dead in a farm accident in Greene County. Deputies say a 50-year-old man was demolishing a silo in Monroe when it collapsed on top of him. Medical crews responding to the scene were unable to revive him. An investigation is underway and the man's name is being withheld by deputies. Wisconsin's local election officials reported a smooth spring primary Tuesday, demonstrating that Wisconsin's municipal and county clerks are prepared to administer the 3 remaining scheduled elections this year. February 20th was the first election where new WEC-developed absentee envelopes were used by voters. As with all elections, WEC staff extended their normal working hours Tuesday to ensure local clerks and voters were supported if they had election day questions or concerns. The nonpartisan spring primary narrowed the number of candidates who will appear on the ballot for the April 2nd spring election. There were no statewide contests in this year's spring primary. The WEC does not plan to calculate preliminary unofficial statewide turnout figures for Tuesday's election, since there was not a statewide contest on which to base the turnout estimate. Governor Evers is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps after he changed Wisconsin's legislative boundaries this week. Evers drew those congressional maps himself, but now he's arguing he did so under circumstances that no longer apply. Republicans hold 8 of Wisconsin's U.S. House seats. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he opposes abortion except in cases of rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is in danger. The Journal Sentinel reports Hovde's position may have evolved since the last time he ran for Senate. In 2012, he told a Green Bay radio station he was totally opposed to abortion. Governor Tony Evers is signaling that he won't sign a Republican bill that would release tens of millions of dollars to combat PFAS pollution, despite support from the state's municipalities. The bill would create grants for municipalities to test for the chemicals, but dramatically scale back environmental regulators' authority to take action against polluters. The bill passed the Senate in November and is expected to pass the Assembly Thursday. Republican legislators have been urging Evers to sign the measure. Evers said in a letter Wednesday to Senators Eric Wemberger and Rob Cowles that the GOP doesn't want to hold polluters accountable. He challenged Republicans to get serious about fighting PFAS. The State Assembly will vote today on legislation creating a task force on missing and murdered African American women and girls. The bipartisan measure from Madison Democrat Representative Sheila Stubbs calls for establishment of a task force by the State Department of Justice to examine various factors that contribute to violence against African American women and girls and to submit a report on actions that can be taken to eliminate violence against them by the end of this year. This would be similar to the DOJ's existing Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi Tribe has called on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to search for bipartisan solutions to problems, including human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford, chair of the Potawatomi, delivered the annual State of the Tribes address in the Assembly Chamber today. In addition to Assembly members, other attendees included leaders from the state's 11 other federally recognized tribes, state senators, Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, and Attorney General Josh Call. Crawford says that despite differences, Wisconsin's tribes and our state leaders can and must continue to collaborate and work together for the greater good. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is asking the state Supreme Court to overturn a 174-year-old state law that conservatives have interpreted as an abortion ban. The organization filed a petition today asking the high court to find the law unconstitutional without letting any lower courts rule first. Liberals hold a 4-3 majority on the Supreme Court, and one justice has repeatedly declared her support for abortion rights. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call won a ruling from a Dane County judge last year that the ban only prohibits feticide. Planned Parenthood is seeking a much broader ruling confirming a right to abortion under the state constitution. The Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
She says older borrowers can take advantage if they consolidate balances that don't qualify.
The commercially managed federally family education loans, the health and education assistance loans, and Perkins loans. Another loan that sort of is a quasi need for consolidation are Parent Plus loans.
Hume recommends acting sooner rather than later. Governor Tony Evers has awarded $16 million of Community Development Block Grant Housing Awards for critical housing rehabilitation projects for low and moderate income households spanning seven state regions. Administered by the Wisconsin Department of Administration, Wisconsin Small Cities CDBG program provides housing rehabilitation funds to seven regions on a biannual basis. These regional housing programs provide 0% interest and deferred payment loans to low and moderate income homeowners to perform essential home repairs. Eligible households may also receive funds for down payment assistance when purchasing a home. Regional CDBG housing awards were made to several regions and lead counties, including $2.5 million to the Central Housing Region in Juneau County, $2 million to the Southern Housing Region in Columbia County, and $3.5 million to the Southwest Housing Region in La Crosse County. More Wisconsin farmers are taking the government up on incentives to try more sustainable practices. Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand.
He says that was even before the USDA provided more incentives.
So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand that it's important to take into account.
The Inflation Reduction Act provided nearly $20 billion for popular conservation programs. It is a sunny 55 degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
It's 55 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
John Weenie Wilson, a Richland Center native son, coached his Dodgeville team to the 1964 Wisconsin State Boys Basketball Championship. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a post on Dodgeville61.com, ID 245-3073. It was taken from November 7th, 1968 issue of the Dodgeville Chronicle. John D. Wilson dies suddenly of a heart attack at school. John D. Wilson, 54, Dodgeville's beloved and almost legendary athletic director, coach, and teacher, died last Wednesday, the victim of a heart attack. Wilson died at about 11:30 a.m. after he had swept the gymnasium floor following a physical education class. It was the second heart attack he'd suffered, as a severe one was in 1962 that had kept him on medication and in doctor's care for nearly a year. Mr. Wilson was born in Richland Center, Wisconsin, in 1914. He attended school at Richland Center and played basketball in the state tournament in 1932. He is survived in Dodgeville by his wife, Blanche. Mr. Wilson attended the University of Wisconsin and played football there as a varsity halfback in 1935. His schooling was interrupted by World War II for 4.5 years when he served with the U.S. Navy. When the war ended, he enrolled at the University of Dubuque, where he received his degree. He had done additional work for the Wisconsin State University of Platteville. Wilson coached football, basketball, and baseball all at one time in 1 year, and then dating back to the 1950s, but recently he's coached just basketball and baseball. He returned to all three sports once again just 3 years ago, but then he went back to just basketball and baseball again following his heart attack. His football teams had an overall record of 47 wins, 43 losses, and 6 ties. His basketball team showed records of 359 wins to 141 losses. His team's was that of no other Dodgeville team could be compared, as they reached the state basketball tournament both in 1963 and 64. The 63 entry gained a runner-up title, losing in the final game to Manitowoc. And the 1964 team, they claimed the championship, downing Milwaukee North in the finals. His two teams were the only SWAL teams to do this. Mr. Wilson's baseball teams had a record of 186 wins and 42 losses. They won 4 league titles and went to the state tournament play both in 1962 and again in 1963. Wilson was always working with his boys and got several of them college chances that they never would have gotten on their own. He seldom missed an athletic contest where one of his boys was participating. He ran summer programs and recreation activities. Many times he helped with the city baseball and basketball teams, getting them to the gym or on a field. Weenie, as he was known by everyone, was a member of the Green Bay Packers in 1939. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Delta, Kappa, Gamma.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 1224. The 24th annual Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge will be held Saturday in Cazenovia. Although it has been a milder winter, organizer Chrissy Latica says the lake is in good shape.
There is some ice left. I think we'll be able to jump from the ice, but obviously no truck on the ice this year to announce. We'll have to have that from shore, but I think there'll be enough for the jumpers to go off the ice.
From its humble beginnings, the Polar Bear Plunge has continued to grow into a large community-supported fundraiser.
It started in honor of a friend who had passed away from cancer. So Terry Benning is actually the one that started it. So the Polar Plunge, we have a live auction, a silent auction, a bake sale, a 50-50 raffle, and some table raffles. And then we also, of course, serve food and drink. And then after that, at 2 o'clock, we go down to the lake and we have something called Bear Hugs that you can purchase for $3. And those are in memory or in honor of someone who has suffered or passed from cancer. We read all those names down at the lake. And then we have a moment of silence for everyone. We do the national anthem and then we jump. All us crazy people jump in the water.
Doors to the Casanova Community Center will be open early for you to come in and look around at your leisure. The live auction at the Community Center will begin at 11:30, with activities moving to the lake at 2. Latica says Bear Hugs are similar to luminaries and are available now.
We actually can purchase those ahead of time, and we display those at local businesses beforehand. They're at Alibi's and Boston's Bar in Casanova and the gas station in Casanova. And they're at Turbo's in Hub City and at Pine River in Yuba.
Funds raised from the Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge support two different organizations. Chrissy Latica is looking forward to this year marking a major milestone.
We raise money for GRACE here in town and also for the American Cancer Society. Last year, we raised just over $38,000, which was not even our best year. It was our third best year. But this year, we should go over the $500,000 mark with the money we raise for total.
The funds are divided between the two organizations because the Casanova area has residents who are served by both organizations. If you would like to support the Polar Bear Plunge, donations are currently being accepted for the auction, raffles, and bake sale.
You can contact me at 608-393-2435, or you can go on our Facebook page, the Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge, and someone can come and pick it up for you, or you can drop it off at the local businesses in Casanova, the bank, Boston's Spa, or at the community center on Friday or Saturday morning.
It's not too late to get involved. If you'd like more information, contact Chrissy Latica at 608-393-2435. Crawford County Land Conservation District, Mississippi River Regional Planning Commission, and Crawford Stewardship Project will host an informative event Sunday from 3 to 5:30 at Seneca School. Join them for an afternoon of presentations and discussion about the current situation and opportunities for local municipalities and to understand and work for communities' vision for the future. Presenters will be John Bingle, Mississippi River Regional Planning Commission, Phil Muller, Utica Township Supervisor, Dave Truster, Crawford County Conservationist, Lisa Dewar, Polk County Citizen Advocate and Farmer, and Dr. Steve Oberle, agroecologist and former county conservationist. A Q&A along with discussion will be held. Refreshments will be provided. Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. In celebration, this year's lineup of artists in residence selected for the Shearbarth Residency Program have been announced. Artists are historical fiction author Hilda DeMuth Lutz, playwright Nina Kissinger, and watercolor artist Janet Vetter. The Shearbarth Residency is competitively awarded to artists and makers in the visual, performing, and literary arts who seek to share their work in a public forum and contribute stewardship hours to the Shake Rag Alley campus while working on a project. Shake Rag Alley provides lodging, studio space, and opportunities to connect with Shake Rag Alley's creative community. Through the generosity of the late Jim Shearbarth, who endowed the program, artists and makers will have access to the time and space needed to work and create, as well as to the nurturing environment of Mineral Point and the chance to interact with its network of resident artists. While living on the unique campus of historic and reproduction buildings, Shearbarth residents contribute in meaningful ways to the mission of Shake Rag Alley. Meanwhile, members of the public benefit from the special access they have to the artist through public events with opportunities to interact with the artist. Join Hilda DeMuth Lutz Sunday at 4 at Republic of Letters Books for a reading and craft talk about her book in progress, Dreams of Stone and Glass. Playwright Nina Kissinger offers a table read and workshop of her play in progress, I Wasn't Planning on Saying Anything, Tuesday, March 5th at 6 at the Lynn Pavilion featuring local actors. And watercolor artist Janet Vetter will share a presentation on the history of botanical art to the Fitchburg Active Women's Group when they visit Mineral Point during her residency. A reminder for Reedstown residents that at 11:10 this morning, water was shut off and will return between 1 and 2 this afternoon. The water shut off was on 4th Street between Elmo Street and Wisconsin Avenue. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Kurt Mellum of Richland Center on ticket number 48. It's 56 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Attention valued patrons, Kickapoo Creekside will be taking a short break for maintenance. They will be closed from February 19th through March 6th. The team is working hard to ensure everything is in perfect order. They apologize for any inconvenience and look forward to welcoming you back soon. Thank you for your understanding as they strive to provide you with the best experience ever at Kickapoo Creekside.
It's 56 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:32. Today is Thursday, February 22nd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Maggie Wright, 86 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Vaulton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Those attending are asked to dress colorfully. Maggie Wright is survived by three children, Richard Wright Jr. of Kentucky, Rose Griffa of Hillsboro, and Lisa and Dan Williams of New Haven, Missouri. Several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, brother and sisters, Tina and Dennis Laswell of Lone Rock, Chuck and Mary Mahara of Illinois, Patty Lynch of Richland Center, and Ruthie and Steve Bowles of Tennessee. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until the time of service at 6. Merle Leverins is survived by his wife of 50 years, Deb, two children, Chad and Alicia, three grandchildren, a brother, Arvid and Millie Leverins, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center. Ella Mae Lemoyne, 84, of Laval, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will be in St. Peter's Lutheran Cemetery following the service. Friends may call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Ella Mae Lemoyne is survived by her husband Lyle, three children, Robin and Paul Clip of Onalaska, Randy and Jessica Lemoyne of Marshfield, and Renee Heimkiss of Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Seven grandchildren, siblings, David and Alice Schulte, Carol and Jim Cast, Donna Brandt, and Rick and Tracy Schulte. In-laws, Jean and Judy Lemoyne, John Schulte, and Linda Lemoyne, along with many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Ella Mae Lemoyne, 84, of Laval. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died Thursday, February 15th at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwok. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwok American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Survivors of Edith Burkhalter include six children, Diane and Don Hess and Donna and Ben Field, all of Waniwok, Dale and Elaine Hepp of Laval, Denise and Fred Stetcher of Waniwok, Doreen Hepp and Brian Butcher of Reedsburg, and Don and Joe Kelbel of Hillsboro. 18 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandson, sister Bonnie Hooker, brother Byron Walter, sister-in-law Judy Walter, and many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died February 9th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Doris Brown is survived by her husband, William, children, Catherine and David Davis, Greg and Ruth Brown, and Jeffrey and Pamela Brown, eight grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, a sister, Karen and Cy Perkins, other relatives and friends. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 to 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Pliner is survived by his wife of 61 years, Sharon, four children, Dan and Dawn Pliner, Lisa and Tim Coy, Lori Pliner, and Dennis Pliner. Nine grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a brother, Daryl and Marveline Pliner, and many nieces and nephews. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center. Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet, died February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Find three amazing floors of deals at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Stop in to take advantage of great prices on anything and everything for your home. Let your inner sports fan out with Krogan's selection of big screen TVs and sofas. Your handyman side will love the variety of tools they offer. Also check out home decor, paint supplies, and more. Three amazing floors of deals are at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Xander and Lydia Dietzel. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, yet another beautiful spring-like day across the region. We've had so many days in the 50s this winter. It's really off the charts, and it looks like more in sight all the way through the first half of next week. Now, there is one cold front, though, diving down into Wisconsin tonight. It'll hit our area tomorrow morning. Much cooler temperatures coming in by tomorrow afternoon. And with that, there could be a few snow showers popping up tomorrow afternoon as well. Maybe a few spots getting a brief dusting. That'll move away. We should have a dry weekend, starting kind of cold Saturday morning, but then steadily warming, and it will turn breezy as well. The warmest weather, the forecast coming in toward Monday and Tuesday, as we get a brisk south wind out ahead of a storm system developing the Rocky Mountains and Plain States, could push the mercury above 60, especially on Tuesday. That would be up around record territory. There will be a chance of rain showers scattered about the region Tuesday into Tuesday night, possibly turning over to a little light snow Wednesday or Wednesday night, although right now looks like a better chance of heavier snow will run from parts of Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin and western upper Michigan. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Partly cloudy to sunny and balmy with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Variable wind 2 to 7 becoming west. A few clouds tonight, low at 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and colder with a 30% chance of snow showers by midday. High at 36, west wind turning north 10 to 15. We clear out Friday night on the cold side, low at 15 degrees. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy with increasing wind, high up to 39. Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, high 49. Monday, partly sunny, breezy, and warmer yet, the high near 57. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy and breezy, near record warmth with highs in the low 60s. Scattered rain showers possible, more likely at night. Wednesday, colder with areas of rain, could turn to a bit of snow late with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 59, our low this morning was 28. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 57. The record high for this date was 70 degrees set in 2017. The record low 17 below was set in 1966. Last year's high was 28 with a low of 24. Sunset tonight will be at 5:41, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:48. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 57 degrees with Southwest winds, 4 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.71, and no precipitation to report.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
If you're raising or marketing beef, profit prospects are looking pretty good. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Cattle producers are coming off a pretty good year price-wise for beef, and an industry observer predicts more of the same. Randy Block is CEO of Cattle Facts, a Colorado company that monitors and analyzes the beef industry.
We are still going to see another 2 to 3 years of declining numbers before we actually start to see herd rebuilding have an impact and increase the supply. Prices are going to be higher on all classes of cattle. Higher prices, still tighter supplies. That's going to be the scenario for at least 2 more years.
Block says the cattle business tends to run in 10 or 11 year cycles, half of that spent expanding and the other half liquidating. Despite higher costs for beef, Block says demand is solid.
Consumers do like the high-quality beef. They're willing to pay more for that high-quality beef. They may just not pay for it as often. I think we're seeing some trade down. So people that are maybe, instead of eating at a high-end steakhouse, they'll move back to a casual mid-level dining experience.
Block predicts the market is likely to remain strong the next 2 or 3 years. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Biogas Rule. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Follow coverage of the 2024 National Ethanol Conference this week right here and at brownfieldagnews.com. And to learn about America's ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. The U.S. Department of Treasury has agreed to revise a proposed rule to help benefit the production of biogas. Earlier this month, Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski of Illinois and Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio sent a letter urging the department to revise its rule that excludes Inflation Reduction Act tax credits from being used to support the conversion of biogas into renewable natural gas. Budzinski says the measure paid off.
Some very positive news back from the letter saying that they were going to make basically one important correction to the proposed rule, which would include gas upgrading equipment to the list of biogas property that's eligible for the biogas tax credit.
While a positive start, Budzinski tells Brownfield there are still concerns with the proposal and hopes Treasury officials continue to respond to congressional feedback. Many corn and soybean farmers are wondering how mild winter conditions will affect insect populations during the growing season. Iowa State University Extension entomologist Aaron Hodgson says the ideal situation for field crop pests that overwinter is when temperatures remain cold up to planting.
So if you have these oscillating temperatures where you have above freezing, below freezing, a day that was 60, and then potentially having some freezing weather again, that's really hard on their bodies.
She says that should bode well for farmers dealing with bean leaf beetles and soybean aphids, but it won't have much impact on pests that overwinter below ground like corn rootworm and Japanese beetle. An Indiana farmer is using a unique business model to make his small organic produce farm more profitable. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the Marble Seed Organic Conference.
Ben Hartman and his family grow produce for nearby retail and private customers near Goshen, Indiana. For the past 16 years, he's made the farm more profitable by eliminating waste.
A removed waste equals capacity. And so if you can focus on getting rid of waste, you have a way of growing your business dramatically, in some cases, without investing anything else into it.
Hartman says there are different types of waste, like physical waste, process waste, or motion waste, and farmers would be surprised how much time and money they can gain by eliminating it.
With motion waste, with crop production, we're looking at, well, how many field passes are we making before we are selling our crop?
Hartman says there's an overemphasis on finding new customers and finding new markets, but cutting costs and scouring the farm for waste is a wonderful and often free opportunity to be more profitable. From the Marble Seed Organic Conference in La Crosse, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And the USDA reports the sale of 126,000 tons of U.S. sorghum to China for delivery this marketing year. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5 gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15 ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12 ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are mostly higher. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to yet another slow start, with just a few asking prices noted around 184 plus in the south and 292 plus in the north. Just a few bids are on the table in parts of Kansas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until late afternoon and or Friday. Boxed beef was higher at midday, with choice up $1.39 at $2.99.19, and select up $1.23 at $2.85.69. The choice select spread was $13.50. At winter livestock in Kansas, feeder steer and heifer calves under 600 pounds sold $10 to $15 higher compared to the most recent sale. Heavier weights were mostly steady to $1 to $3 higher. USDA says demand was good to very good on a moderate supply. Feeder supply included 60% steers, and 79% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 654 to 693 pounds, brought 260.75 to 275, and medium and large one feeder heifers, 520 to 527 pounds, brought 294 to 295.50. Cash hogs are higher, with moderate opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like business is in for at least one more round of mostly higher movement this week. The pork cutout has been down for most of the week, but might have found a floor, at least for now. And export demand continues to be a consistent source of support. USDA's livestock slaughter numbers for January January are out today at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, with weekly export sales and cold storage reports on Friday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 82 cents with a base range of $68 to $75 and a weighted average price of $73.30. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.09 higher with a weighted average price of $73.87. Western Corn Belt was up 92 cents with a weighted average of $73.74. Midwest Butcher Hog Markets and Illinois Direct Trade are not yet reported. Pork values were higher at midday, up $2.90 at $93.07. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on fund and technical selling. Export demand remains slow as Brazil holds a price advantage, even with recent cuts in their production estimates. There have also been cuts for Argentina over the last couple of days, but that crop is still much larger than last year. March beans are down 9 3/4 at 11.51. May's 9.5 lower at 11.55.5. March soybean meal's down $5.50 at $336.50. March soybean oil's 18 points lower at $44.65. Corn's down. It was up early but unable to follow through, hitting another round of new lows for the move. Demand for ethanol use is solid, and while exports are still good, Ukraine's starting to take some of that market share. March corn is down 4.5 in Chicago at 406.5. May's 5 lower at 419.25. And wheat's mostly lower. It has found some interest near the lows, but slow export demand continues to be a big bearish factor there. Near-term winter wheat weather looks mixed, better in the east than the west, maybe a little bit dry for hard red. March Chicago's 1 3/4 lower at 581.5. March Kansas City's down 3.5 at 573 3/4. March Minneapolis wheat's 8 lower at 651.25. Live cattle are down and feeders are mixed at a widespread direct business and the USDA's on feed numbers. Direct cattle markets are quiet with still quite a bit of room in between bids and asking prices on feed numbers route tomorrow. April live's down 87 at 186.82. June 75 lower at 182.55. March feeders are up 5 at 251.40. And hogs are mixed on spread trade along with cash and wholesale support. April's up 215 at 88.12. June leans $1.32 higher at 99.30. John Perkins, Brownfield.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Getting consumers excited about cooking pork. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. We've all heard of the Sunday scaries, but do you have those same scaries when it comes to figuring out what to cook for dinner during the week? Neil Hull with the National Pork Board says one way to get people to choose pork is to get them inspired by what they can cook with it.
Some of the work is through our multicultural work. So you think about African-American consumers and Hispanic work. Pork is core to that family gathering. And then really, again, just inspiring people on how do you get them to think about pork in a different lens. Historically, and you're even seeing retailer ads change now, where it used to be pictures of raw piece of meat, right? Younger consumers don't, that doesn't even resonate with them. You have to show them a finished dish where then they can say, man, I could do that. And think about a pulled pork sandwich. I know there are a few retailers that highlighted that for Super Bowl. You think about pork carnitas and some of those other more ethnic dishes. And again, to me, it's all about how do you inspire a consumer to want to try something. I have two daughters that are in their low 20s, and you know, it's always TikTok or, hey, Dad, I saw this on Snapchat. So that's another way to reach that younger consumer is, how do you get them excited about food?
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans are feeling the pinch with food prices edging up again. The Agricultural Department shows that Americans are spending 11.3% of their budgets on grocery costs. That's a rate not seen in the U.S. since 1991. Mark Zandi is chief economist for Moody's and tells ABC News that a number of core food options saw rises over the past several months.
Egg prices were back up again. Meat products also saw some big jumps. Also, soda prices jumped a lot.